Hello, my name is Shaylee Anderson. The title of this project is Rates of Hypotension in Patients Receiving Mild to Moderate CYP1A2 Inhibitors with Simultaneous Use of Tizanidine. Tizanidine is a muscle relaxer that reduces spasticity by causing presynaptic inhibition of motor neurons via agonist action on alpha-2 adrenergic receptor sites. Due to agonism of alpha-2 receptors, common side effects are hypotension and dizziness. Tizanidine is almost entirely metabolized by CYP1A2. Due to this, co-administration of CYP1A2 inhibitors is potentially dangerous. There's data discussing this interaction with strong CYP1A2 inhibitors, such as ciprofloxacin and fluvoxamine. However, there's little data concerning mild to moderate CYP1A2 inhibitors. In this study, we looked at the effects of known mild to moderate CYP1A2 inhibitors on tizanidine by monitoring rates of hypotension with co-administration. Hypotension was defined as a systolic blood pressure less than 90 millimeters of mercury or greater than 20 millimeter mercury decrease in the systolic blood pressure. The mild to moderate inhibitors in this study were propranolol, caffeine, celecoxib, valacyclovir, furoset, verapamil, allopurinol, and acyclovir. Chart reviews were conducted from the University of Utah Health System October 1, 2018 to October 1, 2019. Blood pressure before co-administration of tizanidine and after were recorded, as well as baseline characteristics. We looked at a total of 132 co-administered doses of mild to moderate CYP1A2 inhibitors and tizanidine. Propranolol had the greatest effect, decreasing blood pressure greater than 20 millimeters of mercury 40% of the time, and a systolic blood pressure less than 90 20% of the time. Furoset did not meet either criteria and was left off the graph due to no effect. It is important to understand the interactions of inhibitors on metabolizing enzymes to prevent adverse reactions. Mild to moderate CYP1A2 inhibitors, as expected, did not have an overly concerning interaction with tizanidine. However, the study shows that they do in fact cause a decrease in blood pressure, and this may be an issue for acutely ill patients. This is an important interaction for clinicians to be aware of and to monitor in their patients. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comment section, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.